Hey guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the Why Not Podcast, Spill the Tea. I'm Darby.
I'm Alyssa.
If you're new here, welcome. We're here to drink and talk shit.
And struggle.
And struggle. Mostly to struggle.
Yeah.
Even though our name says wine, it's summer, so we're in our seltzer and beer era.
For now.
For now. Oh, and if you're returning,
we appreciate you.
Why? But thank you.
And also why.
I question your sanity a little more after me, but.
Same.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Guys, it's hot.
As fuck.
I was thinking about this on the drive over. Like, our first episode, we were saying how it was negative 40 to 50 out. It's like 110 today.
Yeah.
Get you a state that can do both.
Hate you, South Dakota.
It wasn't too bad when we were watching Maddox's game because of the breeze.
Yeah.
But holy shit.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's so freaking bad. So yeah, we're melting, trying to stay hydrated.
Ish.
It's been a while since we filmed. We kind of skipped a week. We're kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, we're busy.
We are crazy busy.
I'm going to be gone for like 8 weeks, right? So, you know, that. So. We'll get the episodes out when we get them out, but it's fine.
Yeah, we do our best. We have lots of kids running around this joint.
There's no one here right now except for us.
Dude, it's great. It's
wild.
I enjoyed just jamming out to music on the way home from Lenox.
It
was peaceful.
I hope you enjoyed it.
They did. I didn't have to listen to my kids screaming the words over the songs.
Yep.
Which was great.
You just enjoy it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband's in
Omaha.
What's our name? Mine is
currently dying.
Hungover as fuck.
I don't think I've ever seen him as hungover as he is today.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, almost impressive?
Yeah. I kind of love that he understands laying in the shower.
Did he actually lay in the shower? Is he just not?
I fucking hope so.
I knew better, Andy.
He's golfing now.
They rescheduled.
They must have.
I called Mike after I left Maddox's game, and I was like, "Man, Andy's so hungover, he missed a tea time." And Mike was silent, and he goes, "Holy fucking shit.
It doesn't happen."
No, it doesn't.
New Year's Day, he doesn't even go.
Yeah. Well, we also have to brunch that morning.
Yeah, that is true.
And good God, you guys didn't go to bed till 4 a.m. this year.
At least I didn't fall asleep mid-game.
Touché.
Yeah.
Too fucking shame. So I thought it'd be, because Andy is on a bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it'd be fun to talk about bachelor and bachelorette parties, because we started the podcast after mine.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously yours was a few years ago now. So just bachelorette parties in general are wild nowadays.
Yeah.
Someone asked me if we were going to go to, like, Phoenix or a tropical vacation for mine. And I was like,
yeah, like, a lot of people go to Nashville.
Nashville is huge. That would be fun, I think. But, like, oh my God.
Expensive.
Also, I just look at, like, you see on Instagram and TikTok, it's, like, 20 girls. One bachelorette party, and it's like,
I don't like that many people.
I thought it was wild I came up with 10.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd like that, but still.
We had 10.
Math is hard for me today.
It is. It's okay. We did have 10.
But it's wild. Like, I would never expect my friends to pay their own way. Plus my way to go to, like, Bora Bora in a mansion for 10 days.
We're not that rich.
I mean, if we If we all were.
If we all had fuck you money.
We all had fuck you money.
For it.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
But holy shit.
We went to Chamberlain.
But did you have fun?
Yeah.
Did you get fucked up?
Yeah.
And that's the point of a bachelorette party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys get a boat then?
My mom's cousin lives out there, and they have a big pontoon, and he was our driver all day. And he's great fun.
That's perfect, actually.
Yeah. I learned a weird-ass trick.
Okay.
When we were there. It was like, I think it was a Vine back then, maybe. Maybe it was, no, it wasn't TikTok.
It was Vine. Yeah.
But you, like, you have a cup, like, your drink, and you put it in your feet, and you sit down. And you have to, like, roll backwards and put it on the ground and pick it up with your mouth. I did that.
You did that?
I did that.
I'm so impressed. Also, that was TikTok, actually.
Was it?
When did you get married?
2020?
Yeah, that was TikTok.
Oh, yeah, TikTok was a thing. It was, like, right at the beginning of TikTok.
Yeah, because that's about... I started watching TikTok a little before COVID started. That's what I was like, no, that is TikTok.
Yep.
You're not that old.
You're right.
I'm still so... Could you do that today, do you think?
I don't know. Might have to try today.
You might have to try that out. Stay tuned.
Try to keep that in our memories for the night.
You're going to be in your nice gala dress trying to do it.
Worth it.
Hell yeah. It's going to be a fun night. We have a gala event tonight and starts at 4 with a happy hour. The concert starts at 8 and then there's an after party that goes till like 2 a.m.
Where is the after party?
At the Denny, I think.
Even better.
We're it's gonna be a wild night. Yeah.
And no kids.
And no kids. Yeah, party it up.
That's what I'm most excited about.
Hell, no husbands.
That too.
Mine's gone too.
My kids have been fucking insane this week, so I'm ready. There's that big ass what was it called? The strawberry full moon.
Oh yeah.
Was that last week?
Yes.
Yeah. They've been insane ever since. They finally calmed down a little bit yesterday, but I think it's because we were in the sun all day.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
That takes so much out of you.
Yeah, because we went to the pool, and then Harvey had baseball, and then we had sand volleyball.
Oh,
so it was an all-day thing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You guys had so much on Thursday. I felt kind of shitty on Thursday still. It's been, now I sound so wonderful right now, but I feel way better. But Thursday was probably the worst, just because, like, that's when I had all that pressure build up. And there's nothing that drives me more crazy than that. But, so we just stayed in my parents' house watching the dog and watching TV.
Fun.
Ordered Chinese takeout.
That sounds so yummy.
Dude, Twin Dragon in Mitchell, South Dakota is some of the best Chinese food you'll ever eat.
I haven't had Chinese food in so long.
I demolished mine. I normally have leftovers, and I went, nah.
Not today.
That is the only, like, actual meal I ate all day, so I just crushed it.
Hell yeah.
I have ice cream in Mitchell still tomorrow a little bit. I just realized that.
That's even better.
Hell yeah.
Ice cream's great.
Unless Mike makes it before then, and that's a season trouble.
I'll yell at him with you.
Okay, thank you.
Just fuck that guy. Fuck you, Mike.
Fuck you, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your hungover ass.
Idiot. They see scored Mike some swag. Apparently, him and CJ drank Shanky's Whip all night and kept snapping Mike pictures of it at every bar they went to. So.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Shanky's Whip is a very sweet Irish whiskey that you can just drink straight. That's Mike's choice of drink when he's trying to get fucked up.
It works every time.
I'll have to buy him a bottle for the fourth. Yeah, he's gonna be dead.
Yes!
We'll be sleeping on the floor down here.
Okay. It'll be cold, hopefully.
Exactly.
If it's not, I guess we're fucked.
We'll be,
bring the box fans back.
We left them
but
here.
We have them.
They're,
yep.
They're in the garage up there.
Yep, we're gonna need them.
Yeah.
My AC is not working. It's currently 84 degrees in my house.
You see the sweat dripping down my face? No, you don't.
The AC is set to 64.
Yeah.
It's 84.
You know, I'm surprised it's only 84, but how hot it is outside.
Well, nobody's been going in and out of the house because we haven't been here.
Yeah. You stayed at Allie's last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's helpful, at least.
Yeah.
It's just Ellen's bitch ass.
She hissed at me this morning.
What a little shit.
About swatted her. Looked her and I go, you fucking kidding me, bitch?
And then she loved
me. And then she loved me.
Our cats, man.
Dude, she's the worst.
Lilith cuddled with me all night, which is unlike her. And then when my alarm went off this morning, she looked so annoyed at me. She just like,
shut that shit off.
She's like, and then she kept like trying to get me to lay down and cuddle with her. It's like, sorry, girl. I gotta get going.
Bitches.
Our fucking bitch ass cats.
Dude, they suck. They're both assholes.
And they are.
Luffy's alright.
Luffy's chill. AIDS cat.
AIDS cat. Maybe that's why he's so chill.
Because he has AIDS.
Because he has AIDS.
That's possible, yeah.
It is. Calling it right now.
Okay. Well, make a scientific study. Are AIDS cats more chill than...
That'd be so funny.
I'm in a group for, like, a support group for AIDS cats.
You should ask them
I should.
If all of their cats are chill.
They seem to be. Like, every time you see a picture of one, it's just a chill, cuddly little guy or gal.
What the fuck?
I know. Unless it's the post of them dying, and then it's like, oh, now it's sad.
He looks pretty chill.
They're forever chill now.
Forever.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
We went there, and we did that. It's fine.
It's not great.
It's okay. Anyways, back to bachelor parties.
Just a little distracted. It's fine.
It's, I just wanted to get the subject off of dead chance.
Your bachelorette party was fun.
Oh, my God.
We had a great time.
I died the first night.
You did.
Like, I feel Andy's pain right now. Because
I were still drunk the next morning.
I know, because
100%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You were like, yeah, let's go.
I was like, I feel great, guys. I can't wait to do all these fun activities and all of that. And you guys were like, that doesn't seem right. And then we're like, you should go take a shower. And
we
like,
should have just told you to have a beer.
For real, you should have.
It would have been better for the day.
I just remember being in the shower and it just hit me like a brick. And all of a sudden I like had my hand on the wall and I was like, oh no.
Oh, I remember no. You walked out and you were like, bah. And I was like, all right, it hit her.
Allie just looked at me and she was like, oh my God, are you okay? And I was like, no.
No, I'm dying.
No. I sat on that couch, like, all ready to go out, and, like, everyone was sitting around me, and I was like... I thought it was true. We made it.
We did. It was a great time. We went shopping.
We went shopping. We went to Fat Putter, which is where the guys started.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty neat. Yeah. And then we went to a gay club.
We did.
And everyone wanted me to go dance with the Lorax, and he freaked me out too much.
Dude, he was creepy.
He was.
Yeah.
He looked like a perfect human Lorax, and it was too much for me to handle.
It was not okay.
It was impressive, but it was a hell no for me.
Yeah.
So I did not dance with the Lorax.
No.
You guys made me ride a mechanical bull.
Mm-hmm. We took a few shots.
A lot of shots, I feel like.
Yep, you got a lap dance from Nakia.
I did. Where she promptly ate shit and had a mad bruise on her.
I still have the video.
It's still epic. Still a great time. Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun night. We made savory s'mores.
Dude. I want those again.
I was going to say, guys, it's s'more season. And if you're not like the biggest sweet tooth, but you want a s'more.
Savory s'mores.
Little like baby bells or mozzarella balls or like anything. Salami, crackers, maybe a little jam if you get crazy. So good.
So fucking good.
Incredible. 10 out of 10 recommend. Honestly, kind of better than a sweet s'more.
100% agree. I'm not a huge s'more person.
I love like one or two, but then I'm like there. But savory s'mores,
all of them.
Give me 14 of them right now.
Yeah, we should have done those when we were way more sober.
Yeah, instead of at 3 in the morning after the bar.
Yeah,
spent.
They were still so good.
They still fuck. So fucking good. Yeah.
Yep.
It was a good ass time. My brain just completely stopped. Just blank.
Andy's bachelor party. We went to Breezy Point. Did lots of golfing.
Just shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, we golfed on my bath forever.
Once. Oh. Whatever. They golfed every day. Like 36 holes a day.
Okay, yeah, that's too much.
Yeah. I can barely get 18.
18's a lot. She was like, 18's a lot of holes.
Yeah.
Don't come for me. It is.
It is.
Like, a nice...
Just by the end, I'm just like, my body hurts.
Yeah.
My hip hurts, but...
I think between 12 and 15, depending on the day.
Yeah, it's like, perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, because like at 9, I'm like, oh, I want to go a couple more.
Mm-hmm. We should make like a 13, 14 goal golf course.
That'd be sick. That'd be perfect.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah, all the women would enjoy it.
I mean, when we do golf tournaments at work, a lot of the guys are like, 18's too much. Like,
it just gets to be a long day.
It does, especially during a tournament.
Because it takes forever.
So... Freaking. Yeah.
Because you normally get backed up.
Yeah.
Everyone's on everyone's ass.
You have all the stuff at the holes, the games, you're drunk off your ass because you drank the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at our, like, work one that we host, there's not that many teams that do a full 18. We normally, there's like maybe 25, 15 to 25% of the teams will finish and take it seriously, and the rest of us, it's like full. 16, 15. It's like, so you want to go to the bar?
Yes.
Can we just go in the AC where it's cool? Ours last year.
Always yes.
Ours last year was like this temp.
Yeah.
It was awful.
The GPAC one last year was like this temp.
It was really hot last year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like just kind of in general. I think every golf tournament I was in last year was hotter than dick. Maybe not the last one that we did, because that was in September. But it was warm. It just wasn't ridiculous.
Right. It probably was perfect.
It was great.
And then on league nights, it's raining.
We've had some questionable weather for league.
We have. Had the best round of my life, and it didn't even count for league.
Yes.
Because there was only 8 of us that showed up.
Hey, you. Won your play this week?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
With my random partner.
Rando. Proud of you.
Yeah.
Is it knocked you down to point 3?
It shouldn't have. I know. It was like a random person, but like, I feel like they should have been within your flight.
Me and Brooke were in flight 1.
I saw that.
I was like, did we go that good?
You guys did good.
We did do actually pretty good. I was impressed by how we did. But it was having a good time golfing them. We had a couples tournament last Friday.
No, we didn't. My team won.
Did it?
Me and Andy and Allie and CJ won.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't know that.
$112.
Hell yeah. That's incredible.
Clint showed me the paper on Tuesday and he goes, "Here you go. Thought you might want to see this." And I go, "Oh." And he goes, "Yeah, you were really drunk when I told you that you won. So I thought maybe I'd show you the paper." And I was like, "Hey, I remember you telling me that I won. Thank you."
She doesn't remember much after that. But guys,
True.
last Friday was a disaster. I mean, it was.
We should not be allowed to go golfing and then out to the
We
Phoenix.
should,
Like,
that should be illegal.
it really should. Our
Even
group should not be allowed to do that.
Mike was drunk after golf. Mike was drunk
Good.
before the Feeny.
It was super funny. My dad was telling me that Stacy said, "Darby was way better than I expected her to be."
That's
And then
funny.
she goes, "And Alyssa really wasn't near as good as I expected her to be." And my dad goes, "Alyssa was drunk before we got there."
Yeah,
And
between
she was like, "All right, yeah, that makes sense."
because and I knew you were drunk because you told me three times within 5 minutes I had a like a three shot vodka Red Bull, and I was like, I know you
Dude, it
told
might
me.
have been more than that.
We caught up quick though. I was like, all right. I gotta get on Alyssa's level. I don't know why I thought I should do that, but I did.
I just remember at one point Andy looks at me and goes, "You're fucking annoying." And I was like, "So?"
Have you been Andy drunk? Fuck off.
Was like, "You get annoying too, it's fine."
I took three shots here before the. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that or not. We took tequila shots.
We did?
We took tequila shots.
Okay. I remember coming here and leaving here. I don't remember, I remember changing my shoes. Did I even change my shoes? I know that's why we came here.
Think you did. I think you changed. Yeah, you changed your dress. You didn't change your dress because we knew you were both in our golf dresses at the beauty.
Yeah. It was still nice out.
It was gorgeous.
But yeah, I remember coming here
Yeah.
and walking to the Phoenix. And I remember standing at the bar getting a drink at the Phoenix. And then I remember going to the bathroom. And then I remember a lot of drama. That I slightly remember, but like I remember it. And then I remember some chick coming up and like trying to get me to like dance while Andy and Ryan were singing karaoke.
I was gone at that point.
And she said something about them, and I don't remember what she said, and I wish I could because I look at her and I go, "That'd be really fucking weird because that's my brother and my husband." And she goes, "Okay." That's all I remember.
I was at the like, I want to say perfect because like if I'm crying drunk, which I was, that's not a good drunk for me. That's my least favorite drunk me. I remember everything of that like afternoon at the Feeny going home. It's like part of me was like, I should have been a little drunker so I didn't have to remember parts of the
Yeah, I just have like random pieces that come back.
When we were at
We
golf,
ran into Jasmine from GPAC.
I don't know who that is.
Well, we ran into Jasmine.
Okay.
And
Did
she came up and like gave me a huge hug.
I see her
No, you were gone.
there? Okay.
We were like leaving.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I was drunk crying and I told Mike I was like, I want to go home. And then I cried in the middle of the road for like 5 minutes.
Me and Andy, I looked at them and I was like, all right, let's go because the Phoenix is closing.
Yeah.
Me and Andy started walking. All of a sudden, Ryan texts me and goes, where the hell did you guys go? And I was like, home?
Question.
Like, what do you mean? You were
Yeah.
right behind us. No, it wasn't right behind us.
Oh.
I only remember that because I saw the text the next morning. Dude, shit show.
Shit show.
Fun.
Fun.
Shit show.
It's fun till the very end for me. But before then, last. Also, pro tip, guys, buy a $20 digital camera. I gotta show you the pictures of it, so. Sick as hell. And so much fun.
Hell yeah.
Bring it back to, like, your teenage years.
You bringing it tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking blast. I smoked so many cigarettes that I infected my own nostrils.
I don't remember smoking, but okay. I woke up the next morning and I was like, why does my throat feel like I smoked? And Andy goes, because you did. I'm like, okay.
Andy brought you water and a measuring cup.
Yeah, he did that.
That's
like our glass, like 2-cup measuring cup.
Incredible.
I was like, that's the only thing I could find. He also thought that my Mellow Super Calms were liquid IV.
Did you drink one of those?
No, he did. He thought it was
so
liquid IV.
Yeah.
And he goes, why does this taste like shit?
That's incredible. I love that.
Yeah.
What a night, man. So yeah, that was our Friday. Saturday, we had to wake up early and go to Mike's grandma's retirement party, and for like those first like 2 hours I was not okay.
I was hungover until like 3, and then Harvey and Waylon got me to go in the pool with them, and it like snapped me out of it.
We have a lot of yard games and stuff outside, and it was hot last weekend too, and I just sweated all out, and I chugged a bunch of water, couple energy drinks. I had no alcohol all day. I was like, I can't. I didn't drink until Sunday night when me and Mike's mom ordered margaritas at Mexican for Father's Day.
Yeah.
I was like, I just can't, man.
It was rough.
It was really rough. But hey, we survived.
It was fun.
Okay.
Our kids got to run around and play and have fun out at Lonnie and Stevens in the country.
You forced your father and
Allie forced my father to take them.
Oh, I was on the other side of the table also.
Were you?
Yes. Don't get it twisted. Me and Allie would not relent until Dan said yes.
I told my dad, I was like, I should have just went home. You should have stuck to your guns.
This is all Daniel's fault.
Damn it, Daniel.
Damn it, Daniel.
Damn it, Daniel.
He's never going to go golfing with us again.
Hope not. I'm just kidding.
Make sure we'll get Brooke and her boyfriend to do it with us, too. We'll make a team of 12 next year.
No. That sounds horrible, actually.
Yeah. That's a bit much. 8 was a bit much.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine 12.
I feel like it took us a while. But I mean, every hole was pretty backed up.
Yeah. We had the marshal following us the last 2 holes to get done. Which, then your dad was like, we gotta go. And I was like, oh my god, we're on the last hole.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Like, everyone was stacked up from the very beginning.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of people there. They had an awesome turnout.
They did. So it was great.
It was a fun...
Yep. Baseball still?
Still going strong.
Almost done.
I was going to say, when are you done?
I think Harvey and Waylon have games the week after the 4th, and I think we're done.
Nice. I figured it'd have to be getting close because my coworkers were all saying what their kids are about.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And then Maddox's state tournament is July 21st.
Yeah, because we'll probably come down and watch that too.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike's parents live 2 blocks from the field. So.
Hell yeah.
It works really well. I'm going to be gone, like I said, for 8 days. And then, like, I just booked a trip for August too. So, for work stuff. So, I will be gone. Like a week each one.
You're the worst.
I'm not slowing down, guys, like I wanted to. I for I don't know how to say that. That's fine.
I mean, you also enjoy your work.
I love it.
Yeah. So
we go off to spearfish for like 5 days.
That's not bad.
No, it's, and we're staying in bed with us, you know. So
fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be good to have.
Love that.
I told my coworkers that we're gonna go gambling every night. It's fine. I'll pay for my trip the whole way. I mean, it's already paid for, but
yeah.
It's fine.
Worth it.
Worth it. Oh, I have another thing I want to talk about. You watched the color analysis TikToks?
I have.
They annoy the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I never understand it. I get it wrong every time. What do you mean?
As soon as I see them, I swipe them. Like, people pay hundreds of dollars for that.
Yeah, so someone can say that they look better in one color over the other.
Yeah.
And I never agree with it. Ever. It's like, what do you mean? Especially, like, my question is, why do you pay for a color analysis when you really don't like specific colors? Because what if that's the color they say looks best on you? You're not going to wear the color anyways.
Right.
You're not going to hate what you wear every day.
I agree.
I just, because that's what I watched. Like, and there's one girl, she's like, I don't like bright colors. I am not a bright, colorful person. That's
and
not
she, and she was like a summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The brightest colors. And I'm like, she looked very good in some, like, the darker, earthier tones and stuff like that. So what the fuck do you need?
Yeah. No. Okay. I'm going to stick to my black. Mm-hmm. Navy blue. Mm-hmm. Maroon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love it. Forever.
I'm going to stick with my most complete black and then the really random colors that I buy.
Just because you like the album.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of green lately. I used to get a lot of blue and now I'm getting a lot of greens. Yeah. I just noticed, I watched like 2 videos and I was like, I don't get the science behind it.
I'm just going to wear what I like.
Let's start a color analysis business.
It's going to be the opposite of everything.
I'm going to, like, just watch the person's face, and I'm going to pick every color that their face lights up, and they go, ooh, I like that. And then I go, there you go. Problem solved. Here you go.
It's perfect, man. You look great. You make great choices.
If you like the color, and you feel confident in it, just wear the fucking color.
Yeah.
Or, like, the people, there's some that, like, they cover the hair, too. And I'm like, I don't know. That was just one of my annoyances that I saw last night. And I had to air my grievances.
Yeah, like, I feel like the hair really doesn't have much, like, to add to it or take away from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But also, like, that's what you look like. It's not like you're gonna go bald or wear a fucking pimple bald cap all the time. Like,
people dye their hair often.
That too.
That could change.
I was thinking of bald cap because I'm also on Pitbull TikTok where it's like all the fans that dress like Pitbull to go to his concert.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was like, because Pitbull like has all of his like spicy looking dancers mm-hmm. on the stage and he was like, I bet he thought he was going to get that for crowd too. Psych, and it's all these things kids our age just like dresses Pitbull with bald caps on.
I love that you say our age.
It's a good range.
It is a good range. Because you're young as hell.
I'm 25.
Yeah. If I get to call Andy old.
Never. Andy's old.
But our age differences are the same.
Right, so Andy's double the age gap for me. Andy could have been a young father with me.
Yes.
And I love to give him shit about that.
As do I. But he was never a young father.
No, he wasn't.
He made it far.
He beat teen pregnancy too.
By a lot.
Look at all of us in this group. We all beat teen pregnancy.
I don't fucking know how.
I don't know. It's amazing.
Whatever.
You want to
tell the tale? Yep. Now, Say goodbye.
Yeah. It's hot, guys.
It's hot, and I need to take a shower.
Yeah.
And get ready.
But we've enjoyed our hangout.
So much.
We'll see you next time.
Cheers, guys.
Bye!